States. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Juan Mahdani, has urged parliaments of member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to firmly reject any calls to relocate Palestinians from Gaza. Mahdani has stressed that Gaza must be rebuilt not only with buildings and infrastructure, but also with dignity, justice, and hope. She highlighted that the victims in Gaza are primarily civilians, with women and children facing starvation, and hospitals and schools destroyed by the ongoing conflict. The governments of Indonesia and Argentina are examining ways to step up economic engagement through mutually beneficial cooperation in the trade of cattle, beef, horticultural commodities, and processed chicken meat. Bearing that in mind, he said Argentina has expressed interest in exporting beef and cow to Indonesia to help meet Jakarta's high demand for the commodities. Although Indonesia is not opposed to the proposal, Sunaryono highlighted the importance of first paying attention to several key matters, including pricing, since the vast distance between the two countries could result in inefficient logistical costs. And that was the news.
Make.
Here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And don't forget to tune into our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 335 kHz and 4755 kHz. And our application in AAA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And maybe for those of you who love it, just like the song from Yuka Tamada with Tita.
Yeah. and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is of popular culinary delicacy in Seoul, in certain places there are still traders selling this as comfort products, such as in the Gede Market, the Lion Market, and in the Manahan Field. Because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as-gumpo product, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word jumpo because it uses the fingers. Into thin sheets with something wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo product is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo product, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various program for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Warolinci from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Karadete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, both men had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet I never believed to be special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen beyond.
Anak Himbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kata.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything to you through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The cleverness must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual penceramah di Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei. Harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki kecuali yang jauh, saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded or carried across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. in a temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Pinyalah Mekah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in the end are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dian village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Anita sendiri yang minta dari siapa?
Anita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dian, since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kan di kita kan gimana di Dian?
Permintaannya kalau mah umpama keluar poin 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another card with four colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with five dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpeng rojong itu bawa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada candle padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Yang bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol nah, itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dianjo fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meter between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Improving the national health and justice expectancy to 65 years from the current 63 years in the 2025 until 2029 health minister plan. During a meeting with the House of Representatives here on Wednesday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that HALE is a measure of the number of years someone is expected to live healthily. According to the minister, the issue needs to be addressed to ensure a better quality of life so that people can live long in good health. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received the Darjah Kerabat Laila Utama yang amat dihormati, or the most esteemed family order of Laila Utama from Sultan Hasanah Bolkiah of Brunei Darussalam. The award presentation took place at the Nurul Iman Palace, Bandar Seri Benawan, Brunei, on Wednesday. The suitable of Brunei presented this honor as its highest recognition of heads of state and world leaders who have significantly contributed to advancing cooperative relations with Brunei Darussalam. And that was the news.